Will EA be competing with itself? Did your favorite game get honored in the Steam Awards? Why did Team Liquid leave HOTS? All of that and more in this episode. Welcome, everyone, to episode 5 of the Christian Gaming Podcast. This is the gaming podcast focused on putting God before gaming, being more mindful of our faith while we are gaming, and finding games that we can feel good about while playing, and gaming news and much more. You can follow the show on Twitter at @A_CG Podcast. You can also email the show at achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. And you can follow me, the host of the show, Raina Swift Sage, at Raina Plays on Twitter. It is February 10th, 2019. And like I said, I am your host, Raina. And we're going to get started with our daily bread. Because, you know, man does not feed on bread alone. We also need to start our day with the Word of God. So I like to start my podcast with the Word of God. So here we go, daily bread. Okay, I have chosen the scripture, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. This is out of the NIV. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. So this particular verse kind of applies to a situation in my house that I noticed. And I felt like God was leading me. He showed me similarities and like how my dogs were acting, which I know is weird, but also like how we as humans kind of act. And this Bible verse applies to the story. So one day I was chopping vegetables for a soup I was making at my counter, and my red bone hound was waiting anxiously at my feet for whatever scraps I would toss to her. And the weird thing is she's supposedly, you know, this hunting dog, but she loves to eat green peppers, red peppers, yellow peppers, orange peppers. I don't know why. It's like a thing she likes to do. And she knows when I'm cutting them up. So she would run in there and she waits for it. Well, she never had any competition for the longest time until her pit bull Ruby came over to see what all the fuss was about. I tossed Ruby a piece of a pepper just thinking, yeah, you know, what are the odds that both of my dogs would like peppers? Ruby caught it, then immediately spit it out and walked away. Like, what are you trying to sell me, lady? So Mookie was actually happy because she had them all to herself again. Well, the next time I was making soup and I was chopping up my vegetables, Ruby went right in and followed Mookie back into the kitchen. And this time when I went to toss Mookie a green pepper, Ruby jumped and snatched it from her. And I thought, well, that's strange because Ruby did not want it the last time. She spit it out and she walked away. But now all of a sudden, when she sees Mookie getting these peppers, she feels like, well, I want in on the action. I want that attention. I want this special treat. There must be something good in this if you're all crazy about it. I could tell right away when I tossed Ruby a piece, she did not really like it. But she sat there and she would guard it and she'd watch Mookie look at her like, what are you going to do with that? Are you going to eat it? Are you going to eat it? And then Ruby would just slowly lick it and chomp on it and chew it. She didn't really want it. She didn't really like it. She did not want that green pepper, but she wanted it as long as Mookie wanted it. And that got me thinking, how often do we envy what others have? How often do we even envy the attention others are getting for something we can't even do or honestly even want to do? It is easy to get stuck in the mud of envy and competition, especially in the social media saturated age where we're all wrapped up in likes and follows. Instead of letting the enemy distract us with the ambitions and talents of others, we should cheer those on who are playing up to their God-given talents and focus on the talents and gifts that God has given us. We don't need to focus so much on what other people are getting and what other people are doing and trying to recreate and capture the lightning that they have going on. We need to really go inward and focus and cultivate and hone those gifts that God has given us. Now we're moving into my carrier pigeon section where I still do not have an intro. So this is what you get. Caw-caw, caw-caw. Oh, what is this? What is this? It is a letter from a carrier pigeon. Some random bird just flew into my studio. Oh, this is from Annihilus. I'm guessing that's how it's spelled. Annihilus. Maybe that's it. Annihilus wrote in to @achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com. And he said, I found the podcast in my Facebook newsfeed. I listened to your ARC podcast and even joined the CRR group, but I'm not a very social person, so I didn't interact a lot. My gamer tag is I'm so bad. Obviously, my God-given talent is not figuring out names very well. Annihilus. It is very refreshing to find a podcast devoted to two things that I really care about, and I'm glad that you have started one. I am halfway through the second episode and I decided to take a minute to send this email. It's great that you have decided to embrace your faith and spread the word. I watched a speech by Tim Tebow earlier today talking about God's plan for us. We can't always see where it's going or what impact it may have on our lives and the lives of those around us. In his first football national championship game, he put John 3:16 under his eyes. Sounds like a small thing, but 94 million people Googled that verse during that game. Keep using your talents and doing what you are doing for His glory. If just one person finds your podcast and gets saved, it will make it all worth it. Best of luck with the podcast and God bless. That is what it's like God knows what I need when I need it. And He tapped Mr. Annihilus on the shoulder, and it was amazing. And I thank you so much for sending in this email, because it's not always easy, or it hasn't always been easy or comfortable for me to share my faith, especially in the gaming community. There's not a lot of God in the gaming community at all. So it's definitely hasn't always been easy for me to share my faith. And at times I avoided it because I didn't want to offend anyone. I ran a gaming group where I discouraged political and religious discussion. I still stand behind the no political chat in a group atmosphere because it never ends well, let's be honest. And I really wish I wouldn't have shut the topic of God out of my gaming community. I felt very bad about that in hindsight. So now that I'm back in the saddle, I'm entirely leaning in. I am no longer afraid to share my faith. And it means so much to me when people like Annihilus take the time out of their busy days to shoot me an email. So thank you so much for this, and God bless you. Thank you.
Heads up.
I don't think he knew that poll was there.
I don't think he knew that poll was there either. Not at all. Well, this episode's poll is inspired by one of my pals, the Dr. Gaming at Dr_221. Has suggested that I do this particular tweet that he sent me. Found this tweet and he was like, you know, this is something to think about for your podcast. And I totally agree with him. So I turned this scenario into a poll, and it all originated from a tweet by Jim Sterling, and that's @JimSterling on Twitter. And he had tweeted out, so the concept of paid reviews is often conspiracy theorism. Until a licensed Warner Brothers game asks me for my blank blank review fees. And he actually enclosed the letter that he was sent, and it said, hi Jim, we are working with a leading Chinese game developer and publisher, Yuzu Games, on an exciting launch campaign for their new game, Game of Thrones. It's a browser game officially licensed by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment under license from HBO. We would love to partner with you. If you are interested to review the game, please provide your fees for a dedicated integrated YouTube video. So he follows up saying underneath, surprise, surprise. I guess paying people is the only way they can drum up some interest from the media crowd. That said, Warner Brothers Interactive's PR company for Shadow of Mordor was blanket, was blinking around with sponsorships and whatnot, wasn't it? Either way, Warner Brothers Interactive is the pits, and I'm happy for any excuse to remind people. But more to the point, how bad are you at PR that you ask Jim Sterling his fees for a review? Aside from my reputation, my own contact page reinforces that I do not sponsor content. So, you know, they left it open in like a gray area, but I've often heard, and he agrees, that it's a lot of people, you can never get them to agree that they're trying to actually buy positive game reviews, but there's been a lot of talk, especially with the higher YouTube players and the YouTubers and the Twitch streamers, where they have been paid to play the game and to say positive stuff about the games and to fill their feeds with nothing but gameplay from these games that the gaming companies have paid them to do. But I just wanted to ask people's thoughts. What are your thoughts about gaming companies paying influencers for positive reviews of their games? If your thoughts are not covered in the poll, please feel free to express them below to be shared on the show. So 53%, 19 votes said completely shiesty, and I agree. 0% said it's wonderful. And 16% said, I don't listen to reviews. And 31% said, what? They do that? Disney Girl said, I had no idea that they did that. But that is pretty shady and it isn't right. Suragard at Suragard said, depends on the convo. If they're gauging the influencers' opinions first and then only picking influencers who say that they like the product, i.e. every shampoo commercial with a celeb, then I get it. And then Antimetica said, I just assume they did that already. Apparently, this isn't the first time that Warner Brothers has done that, because it also had to settle an FTC complaint accusing the company of paying YouTubers hundreds to tens of thousands of dollars to make positive reviews for Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor. The FTC filed their complaint back in 2014 after the studio ran an online marketing campaign for the game. According to the commission, Warner Brothers required the online influencers they hired to make a video that promotes positive sentiment about Shadow of Mordor. That video should not show bugs or glitches that may exist, and it should not communicate negative sentiment about Warner Brothers. So when Jim Sterling was contacted by Warner Brothers to do another type of paid review, you can only understand why he was hesitant, because they have a history of paying YouTubers and influencers for positive gaming reviews. All right, what have I been doing in game? Not a lot. It's only been a couple days, and those days have been a lot of real life stuff. I host a craft night at church on Thursdays. We have church preparation all that kind of stuff on Fridays and Saturdays. Got church events and stuff going on. So I haven't had a lot of time to be able to hop in game. I was looking forward to being able to meet up with my pale goon and Ark, but we both have been kind of busy, so I'm looking forward to that, getting back into Ark. I have leveled to level 9 on my Titan Uprising Dragon training mobile game that I've been gushing over, you know, for the past week, and it's been cool. And it's also a game that my kids, 5 and 6, have even got to play, so that's been neat. They get so into it. It reminds me of like how I was when I was little and I played like Atari and Nintendo and stuff. They get so involved in like fighting the bad dragons and stuff, and I'm like, I remember being the same way when I played Frogger, and I would like freak out when I'm trying to hop across that road and I'd see that semi coming, and I could just feel it. And that's how they are when they're like looking over my shoulder when I'm battling the dragons and stuff. So it's been pretty neat. But so I haven't had a lot of time to get in game. I did download MapleStory 2 because I thought, why not? It's free. And I hated it, and I'm not playing it anymore because it was horrible. There was so much of a delay on this game. It was painful. And I was just like, I'm sorry, MapleStory. I really wanted to check you out, but I just can't. That was on one of those nights where you just felt like you wanted to play something, but you just couldn't make your mind up on what it was. So I thought, well, I'll just try that. So So yeah, I wasn't a fan. I might check it out in the future and hopefully it's gotten its bearings, but you never know. And I really think on the horizon, I plan on getting into ARK, like I said, with my buddy Goon. And I also plan on maybe restarting over on Stardew Valley because it's been like over a year. And I want to hop back in Stardew Valley because I feel like I spent so much time trying to figure out what the townspeople liked that I ended up getting married, you know, like you do, to the dude that lives on the beach. I was like, oh, I'm going to go after the quirky guy who lives alone on the beach. And then once we got married, I'm like, oh, well, then now my big game's boring. So I think I'm just going to start over now that I know kind of I got an idea of what I'm supposed to be doing because it took me a while to get my time down. I don't know if you've ever played Stardew Valley, but it is hilarious because when you don't realize it, you're just going out chopping down trees. You lose track of time. You pass out. And then the little store people bring you back home because they found you passed out in the woods. And then they charge you a whole bunch of money for bringing you back home. And so, yeah, that kind of stunted my growth in the game for a while because I get sidetracked and that was like the bane of my existence. And also, I think it's cool. So if you play Stardew Valley, let me know. Because I haven't tried out the multiplayer side of it yet. And I guess you can like have little houses now with your pals. And I think that's fun. So I would love some roommates, but that's cool. So that's all I've been doing in game. Nothing exciting, but you know, I have goals. I have plans. Team Liquid says goodbye to Heroes of the Storm and drops team. Blizzard decided not to continue the Heroes Global Championship last year, which was the competitive league for Heroes of the Storm. Many professionals were not very happy about that. Team Liquid, who had a squad for the 2014 BlizzCon exhibition tournament and also had a roster make it to the HGC finals in 2018, was kept on contract by Team Liquid for an extra month. They were tasked with smoothing over the transition to wherever they chose to go next, and they have since been let go. On their website, Team Liquid has posted a huge thank you to Heroes of the Storm, along with a very thorough account of all their time spent with Heroes of the Storm. At the bottom of the webpage, though, there is a letter from Victor Nazgul Goossens where he personally addresses where he felt HGC went wrong. In the letter, he says, the fact that any impactful monetization for organizers continue to be absent from HGC and our Blizzard relationship, I am honestly really disappointed with the lack of commercial development around HGC. We believe it had potential to attract sponsors, do media deals, and create unique digital items, but none of this came to fruition. I believe that because of the lack of monetization, Blizzard solely saw HGC as a marketing expense for the game, which explains the abrupt ending. So I would have to agree, because it had enough interest, it had enough hype, there was enough participation, and all of a sudden for them to just drop it and cut it, it does smell a little fishy. It did seem like it was just an entire marketing ploy because they didn't even hesitate to cut and kick them. So you can read the entire account and also the rest of the letter from Mr. Victor Nazgul Goossens on their teamliquidpro.com website, or you can find the link easily in my show notes at achristiangamingpodcast.com. Well, I don't know if you're like me, but I'm starting to wonder if EA will be competing with not only other new releases coming out in 2019, but also itself. EA released Apex Legends, which is a free-to-play battle royale, last Monday, February 4th, 2019. EA is also supposed to release Anthem worldwide on February 22nd, 2019. It is an online multiplayer action role-playing video game. It is developed by BioWare and published by Electronic Arts, EA. It will be released for Microsoft Windows, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Those who subscribe to Origin Access Premier, which only costs $15 or less per month, get you access to a big vault of Origin games, and you can play Anthem early starting on February 15th, 2019. Then, they're releasing Battlefield 5 update with the long-awaited Firestorm Battle Royale mode in March of 2019. That's next month. So according to the game trailer video by DICE, I put the link in the show notes, it will supposedly throw 64 players into the biggest map in a contest to be the last squad standing. It will be squad-based structure, meaning 16 teams of 4 players will battle it out together instead of players going solo. It also has been said to include destructible buildings and the vehicle-based combat that Battlefield is known for. So, this has me wondering, will EA be diluting the impact of their games? At first I thought, well, no, because Anthem and Apex Legends are not the same style of game, so it will naturally attract different players. But then, with the announcement of Battlefield 5's Battle Royale edition called Firestorm, it made me wonder, why would they release two Battle Royale style games seemingly back to back? One in February, one in March. They're not only going to be competing against the already existent PUBG and Fortnite, but also amongst themselves with Apex Legends battling against Battlefield 5's Firestorm. But then again, with the game companies jumping on the latest style of gaming bandwagon, where MOBAs were everywhere not too long ago, and now Battle Royales are popping up everywhere, it definitely makes sense that they will go where they perceive the money is. Some are trying to reinvent the wheel and some are not. So I guess also when I'm thinking about each one of those games have their own kind of like a cult following. So you have like the Titanfall people that might be more apt to follow Apex Legends. And then you have the Battlefield peeps that would be more apt to maybe hop in Firestorm. So they do have their little niche following. But they're the same company, and they're releasing two style of Battle Royales back to back, and that's just interesting to me. But when Ninja was asked on his stream whether he thinks Apex Legends could overtake Fortnite at some point, he was quoted in saying, "I mean, anything, any game has a chance to go over Fortnite, but it's going to be nearly impossible," he said. "But this game specifically, it's anyone's guess at this point. I think it's going to be nearly impossible for anyone to do what Fortnite has done and what they continue to do day in and day out and update their game." So I put the link to the clip on Twitch to that so you can hear him say it himself. I just thought all this was interesting, and I guess only time will tell. Well, the Steam Awards have been released, and these are the Steam Awards for 2018. They've been announced, honoring games and developers as voted on by the community. So we have, first up, for Game of the Year, we have Player Unknown's Battlegrounds. They have won Player of the Year. We have VR Game of the Year, The Elder Scrolls versus Skyrim VR. So they have taken the VR Game of the Year. Next is for the category Labor of Love, Grand Theft Auto 5. For Best Environment, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt took the cake. Better with Friends category goes to Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege. And for Best Alternate History, Assassin's Creed Odyssey is the winner. For Most Fun with a Machine, Rocket League is the winner. And last but not least, Best Developer goes to CD Projekt Red. So congratulations, everybody, for the Steam Awards of 2018. Nintendo has announced a new bundle that's pretty great for those looking to pick the console up. The bundle goes on sale starting February 15th, so this will include a system with neon red and blue Joy-Cons. The bundle will be available at retailers around the US and costs $300, the standard price of a Switch console. $35 credit will be included for its digital storefront at the eShop, and a bonus credit can be put toward any eShop purchase. So there you go. And we have a new entry. Now, I don't know if you remember me saying that I was going to add in a community spotlight section. So I have done that. So to get our first community spotlight up and rolling, the Gaming and God blog is looking for writers to guest post or even join as an ongoing writer at their website. They are looking for Christians who want to write mainly about video games in various forms. It can be a review, an opinion piece, personal experiences, biographies of characters, news, anything that really falls in that category. If you don't have lots of ideas, that's also okay. They say that they can work with you in giving you ideas. Some games that they would want reviewed or games that they can get copies of for review, especially some lesser known faith-based games that they want to feature. So they don't care if the game is on mobile or Switch or PS4 or whatever, they're not picky, and they'll also be sure to help the writer grow and edit their content. So just to let you know, this is not a paid gig, but I personally think that it would be an excellent opportunity to get your thoughts out there, get used to editing, and having your opinion out into the gaming community is a really great thing. It helps you grow as a content creator, and I think it would be really awesome to work with and within the Christian gaming community, and I thought this sounds like a really great opportunity for someone. So you can contact them at gamingandgod.com from their website. You can also ask them on Twitter, message them on Twitter, and that's at Samuru305, Samuru305. And you can email them at gamingandgod@gmail.com. And you can also find them on Facebook as Gaming and God. So definitely check that out.
You know, if we're going to do this thing, we need to come up with a name, something.
Yeah, I know.
Something catchy, something.
I've been thinking about it.
Electric.
What does this feel like?
So what about?
Well, this is the section of the show where I help you find a name for your team, your clan, your guild, whatever. So first up, we have Shameless Oblivion. All right, I'm so shameless. I don't know what a Shameless Oblivion would be. How about Fast Wound as opposed to a Slow Wound? Fortunate Mafia. Now there you go. There you go. You are part of a Fortunate Mafia. Hammers of Rejects. I don't think I'd want a hammer that's a reject. I don't think so. Immortals of the Classified. Sounds very sophisticated. Rise of the Serene. Army of Mystery. Swift Flags. Split Hearts and Blue Shapers. All right then. Well, good luck naming your team, your clan, or your guild with one of those names. They're so silly. All right, we're moving into closing thoughts. As we go into our gaming realms this week, let us be intentional and mindful with our actions. what's something we can do to glorify God in game, please let me know what you've come up with. Send those ideas and also any prayer requests that you may have. You can have them private, or I can share them with other prayer warriors that may be listening. So you can send those and all of that to achristiangamingpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet the show at ACGpodcast. And like I said, you can also follow me on Twitter at RainaPlays. Well, thank you everybody for this episode number 5. And obviously in the next couple days, you're going to be here in episode 6. So get your emails in if you have anything you want to add to the show. That would be very welcome. And you guys have a great day, and God bless.